relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I'll just play the music nice and loud. I should say something sooner or later tonight. What day is it, Chad? What day is it of the week?
It's only Thursday.
Only Thursday? That means John Batchelor. I always forget to say that. I will be on with the master of the long form, John Batchelor. Usually 10 p.m. It's been 10 p.m. for most of our Thursday chats this evening. I'll be on with Stephanie Hamill on OAN at 6 p.m. Anything else? Eric, is there anything else I'm doing? You're the man who runs my life.
I think after Mr. Batchelor, you are good for the rest of the night. You can enjoy your semi-Friday.
Thank you. I like that, my semi-Friday. What does Alex Marlowe call it? The prequend. I like that, the prequend. And he will be in studio for a whole hour to talk about his new book. Not new book, his first book. What am I talking about? Alex Marlowe, the editor-in-chief of Bribe. I can't wait. Any kiss and tell? I don't know. We'll ask him tomorrow. Okay. Important stuff. Important stuff. Let's talk about the commander-in-chief. Sorry, it's not Donald Trump. It's sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden. Something's happening on Capitol Hill. Yeah, and I mean really happening. If somebody had said this is going to happen just a week ago, just yesterday, I would have said, no, put the crack pipe down, Hunter. It's not happening. I have in front of me another official congressional letter. It's 2 pages long with then dozens of signatures, 31 signatures. It's on letterheaded paper. And it's signed by exclusively Democrats. For some reason, it's gone public because it's addressed to Joe Biden. And I wouldn't want this to be public. Pay attention to this. Something's going on. Congress of the United States. Dear President Biden, we write to respectfully request that you consider modifying the decision-making process the United States uses in its command and control of nuclear forces. Let me just read that sentence again. Okay, how we go to war with nuclear weapons. First sentence from the Democrats, 31 of them, to Joe Biden, also a Democrat, who happens to be the commander-in-chief. Dear President Biden, we write to respectfully request that you consider modifying the decision-making process the United States uses in its command and control of nuclear forces. As president, two of your most critical and solemn duties are the security of the country and the safeguarding of its nuclear arsenal. You think? You alone possess the authority to order the use of nuclear weapons, which assures that nuclear weapons... Why did I say assures? What is going on, Gorka? Which assures that nuclear weapons remain in civilian control, as opposed to some general starting World War III. However, this is stunning. However, vesting one person with this authority entails real risks. Past presidents have threatened to attack other countries with nuclear weapons or exhibited behavior that caused other officials to express concern about the president's judgment. While any president would presumably consult with advisors before ordering a nuclear attack, there is no requirement to do so. Yeah, that's why he's called the commander-in-chief. Not commander in committee. The military is obligated to carry out the order if they assess it is legal under the laws of war. Under the current posture of U.S. nuclear forces, that attack would happen in minutes. Several alternatives seeking to reduce risks inherent in the present system have been proposed. And this is where they list their recommendations to make sure that Joe Biden can't start a nuclear war. Do you understand what they're writing? Democrats are trying to stop Joe Biden starting a nuclear war. Recommendation number one, requiring additional officials in the line of presidential succession, starting with the vice president, Kamala Harris, and the speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, neither of whom can be removed by the president if they disagree, to concur with a launch order. I feel like I'm in, you know, Crimson Tide or something, like I'm in a Tom Clancy novel. I mean, this is disturbing. And utilizing the Federal Emergency Management Agency's tracking of those officials to ensure prompt communication. So recommendation number one, if Joe Biden wants to, you know, I don't know, nuke Israel, he has to ask FEMA where Nancy and Kamala are first, and they have to concur. Are you tracking? Second recommendation, requiring certifications from the Secretary of Defense that the launch order is valid and from the Attorney General that is legal. Yeah, call the lawyers. Right, the Sovs have just launched the birds. Get the lawyers here. They'll be fine. You'll be a crispy critter before you get a decision out of the DOD's legal department. Concurrence from the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and or the Secretary of State could also be required. Is this the revenge of the snowflakes or something? Nuclear war. Don't go to nuclear war. Get the lawyers first. Then the Secretary of State, don't disturb them if they're having a little nappy poo. And then we'll ask the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the Attorney General. Then maybe we'll decide if Nancy's free or whether she's getting her hair done in San Francisco. Penultimate recommendation. Requiring a congressional declaration of war. Oh, that's a great one. Oh, that's, yeah. They're on in Cancun, right? They're wherever they are. Where is it that Democrat had sex with underage prostitutes, Menendez? Was it Puerto Rico? Yeah, just get him back here. We'll wait a couple of weeks. Requiring a congressional declaration of war and specific authorization from Congress before any nuclear first strike can be conducted. This is getting amusing. Scary. Really scary, but amusing. Lastly, creating a permanent active council of congressional leaders that would regularly participate in deliberations with the executive branch on vital national security issues and mandate some portion of the council be consulted before the first use of nuclear weapons. Bring the committee. Hey, is everybody here? Do we have quorum? No, we'll wait. We'll wait. We'll wait till the Russians have nuked us. The letter ends. We note your distinguished record and leadership on nuclear arms control and non-proliferation as Senator and Vice President. Yes, I mean, when I think of Joe Biden, I instantly think of his leadership in nuclear weapons control. Always. Always the first thing that comes to mind. Not the fact that he can't put his pen back in his pocket. No, never. That never comes to mind. We ask you to lead again. As president, you have the final say on any changes to U.S. nuclear policy. I guess not anymore. We respectfully request that you, as president, review ways in which you can end the sole authority. End the sole authority you have to launch a nuclear attack and to install additional checks and balances into the system. Signed by, this is fabulous, Little Teddy Lou. Little Ted Lou has signed it. Somebody called Jimmy Panetta. Never heard of that congressman. And then a list of 28, 29 other congressmen and women to include Ilhan Omar. Yeah, Ilhan Omar. She's worried about who gets to launch nuclear weapons. And Ayanna Pressley. What's going on? Huh. Maybe there's a problem with the health of the commander-in-chief. And maybe the Democrats know more than we do. But we've shown you the videos, played you the audio. A man who stumbles to read a teleprompter. A man who needs a cheat sheet, as he called it, to know how many Americans have died in America as a result of the coronavirus. And a man who physically cannot put a pen back into his jacket pocket despite trying repeatedly to do so. Keep your eye on the ball, my friends. It's a brave new world.
News and talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America first.
It's only mind-boggling if you're Brian Stelter, and if you want to know the latest news about Mr. Potato Head, I mean the real Mr. Potato Head, and while you're not allowed to call him Mr. anymore, you're going to have to download, listen to our latest episode, episode 52. That means it's a year. My gosh, we recorded it, Baron, and we didn't even celebrate our one-year anniversary. Welcome, Boris Epstein.
Thanks so much, but it was a good one.
You got a bit riled. I got a little bit excited, but it was our anniversary, Boris. We missed it.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
I'm going to send you some flowers and a cake. Okay,
I don't know flowers. Cake? Yes.
Cigars?
A little card from your son. Get your little card to your son to draw a little card. That will be a prized possession. Okay, let's get to work. He's Boris Epstein, former special assistant to the President of the United States, former strategic advisor to the Trump campaign. Follow him at Boris EP on Twitter, Boris_Epstein on Instagram. But let's start with something we mentioned in the podcast. If you haven't seen it, guys, watch the video. We used it yesterday on America First of the press conference with Kevin McCarthy. And behind Kevin, you've got Steve Scalise, fabulous friend of the show. And you've got Liz Cheney. And they ask Kevin, should Donald Trump be speaking at speaker? I mean, just an outrageous question. Should he be speaking at CPAC this Sunday? Like, what is this, North Korea? And Kevin McCarthy goes, well, of course. And then the punk non-journalist says to Cheney, third ranking member of the House on the GOP side, says, well, what do you think, Congresswoman Cheney? And she says, as Steve Scalise is shaking his head, she says, I don't think Donald Trump should have a future in our party. For me, Boris, for me, that encapsulated the challenge we face. The Steve Scalises of the world who believe in America first, and the machine politicians, swamp creatures like Liz Cheney. What do you think?
You put it perfectly, my friend. As always, you hit the nail on the head. We talked about this in the podcast, 50-second podcast. That's so exciting. Really love that. Liz Cheney is somebody who does not realize that the Republican Party is now the party of Donald Trump. 76 Trump voters would back him again to be the nominee in 24. 85% would vote for him in the general election. That's now. That's after a month almost of continued onslaught negativity against the president. Those numbers are only going to rise. President Trump is the leader of this party. Liz Cheney is the congresswoman from Washington, D.C. She's a swamp creature.
Not Wyoming.
Oh, you know why? Because the Wyoming GOP censured her. The Wyoming GOP wants nothing to do with her. They asked her to resign and to give back the money. That's what they want her to do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they want her to do. Liz Cheney is not a true representative of the people of Wyoming because the people of Wyoming stand with MAGA. They stand with President Trump.
All right, Boris, we're so excited. Sunday afternoon, the 45th president is going to address CPAC. Now, it's floating out there that he might mention 2024. You always inject history into our discussions, have this great capacity to link current events with the trends and the events of the past. If he did announce, and I'm not saying no inside information, I'm not saying anything. If he did announce, that would be the earliest presidential announcement in American history, would it not?
Actually, in 2016, President Trump announced inaugurated January 20th, and effectively filed his papers right then for 2020. So President Trump has a history of announcing early. And here's the other thing for you history buffs. President Trump, I'm confident, if he ran, he would be the second president to win the presidency twice non-consecutively. First, for the history buffs, those who love trivia, Grover Cleveland.
Right.
It went Grover Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison, and then Grover Cleveland again in the late 1800s. There's history, there's precedent, and we all know that President Trump got more votes than any other incumbent president in the history of this country. Some people believe that Joe Biden got 80 million votes. I'm not so sure of that.
You're trying to get us banned again on YouTube, aren't you? You're trying to ask questions. It's okay. We're not live streaming, so you can say whatever you like about hydroxychloroquine, about ivermectin, about the COVID China virus and the last elections, because we are in the sin bin as we speak, thanks to those First Amendment champions at Google and YouTube. Don't forget the alternative.
I put you in the doghouse.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
I like dogs.
I love dogs.
My puppy, tell my wife. My wife is traveling on business. Our puppy slept in the bed with me last night. And she didn't have to go up and pee in the middle of the night. I think she likes me. I think Leia likes me. I'm a dog person. So the doghouse is fine if you like dogs.
Good.
All right. Let's talk about who this man is. You've worked in the White House. You've been a trooper on the campaign trail for the president. I've worked in the White House.
You're a champion.
Pushing MAGA for years now on this radio show, more than 2 years. What do you think? Do you think, knowing how much he loves to win, number one, knowing how much he loves America, do you think he's going to do it, Boris?
I truly hope he does. I do think that there's a really great chance that he does it. I think America wants him to. President Trump continues to be the leader of America. If you look at the way Joe Biden is pretending to be president, it's one of the saddest things ever. He's always got Kamala Harris there with him. Can't do anything on his own.
Cheat sheets. Yeah. He actually called it a cheat sheet. We played the video. He couldn't remember the number 513. He couldn't remember how many thousand Americans died. And he had to pull a cheat sheet out live, and he called it, I need my cheat sheet. Boris, what's going on?
He's a cheater. Joe Biden's a cheater. And that's what this whole administration is. They're sad. They're disdainful. And they do not represent the best of America, as President Trump always had. And that is why I'm very, very excited for his leadership through 2022 and on to the big 2024.
Sleepy, creepy cheater. We got a new one. He's Beijing Biden. He's sleepy. He's creepy, but he's also a cheater. And we've been discussing his mental acuity today, and it's getting worse, and we know why. Because
he's very focused on Alzheimer's, apparently, now.
Sorry?
That's one of the, there was a story that came out that President Biden came in super focused on Alzheimer's. Somebody tweeted, I wonder why.
I wonder why. We've been talking to our good friend, the Baron. We've just recorded our anniversary episode, and it is a good one. It's a doozy of the Battle for 1600. If you like this content on our radio show, you've got to check out the Battle. Get it wherever you get podcasts. You can also see it on our YouTube alternative account, Rumble. That's rumble.com/Seb Gorka. rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Follow the Baron at Boris EP on Twitter, Boris_Epstein on Instagram. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And don't forget, if you miss any of this show, or if you're in a zone, if you're in an area where you can't get good reception suddenly, we play the show 24/7 on our website, sebgorka.com, live streaming video, 24/7 audio, all of our articles, our best segments. Don't miss a thing. sebgorka.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
The only man standing between the radical left and your cheeseburgers. It's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Gotta protect them. Gotta stand up. Stand up for your cheeseburgers. It's not a joke. The left thought it was funny, but then came AOC. We must stand against the radicals. That's why we are here. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Let me just read to you a very short tweet, and then we will expand upon it. Boys and girls are biologically distinct. Boys and girls are different. And those differences are why life exists. Girls can get pregnant and give birth. Boys can't. These are immutable laws of nature. To deny these simple self-evident facts is to deny reality. Sean Davis of The Federalist, why did you feel compelled to write that tweet? Welcome to America First.
Thank you for having me. I guess I felt compelled to say it for the same reason that the child and the story about the emperor and his clothes felt compelled to say that the emperor wasn't wearing any clothes at all. At some point, there's so much insanity in the popular culture. You have so many people saying things that are wrong or just completely delusional, like we're seeing with this radical trans agenda. Sometimes you just got to come out there and say things that are true, like the fact that boys and girls are different.
Boys and girls are different, and I'm sorry, XY chromosomes are non-negotiable. It's not a matter of opinion, it's a matter of fact. And the question I have is, as the father of two grown children who were athletes and who spent their high school years and college years getting up very, very early to compete as athletes, one as a girl, one as a boy, I'm wondering, Sean, where are the true feminists today? When you have the decisions in just the first 30 days of the Trump administration regarding the basic destruction of Title IX, allowing males to compete against high school biological radical females. And when you have this incoming Biden administration official who herself is transgender, prepared to say children having their sex change is okay. Where are the people standing up for the women, Sean?
They're all getting canceled. I mean, remember, we had a whole movement about, you know, women's rights and appreciating women and the things that they do well, the things they do that we can't do as dudes. They're actually getting run out of town on a rail by the extreme left wing, which is completely enthralled to this delusional trans agenda. And you know, when Ben Domenech, my business partner, and I started The Federalist almost 8 years ago, we joked that our kind of motto should be standing athwart history, yelling boys and girls are different.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
8 years ago, you joked to each other that is the radical thing you're going to do, is say boys are girls are girls.
And then look where we are.
Wow. That is stunning. Ben never shared that with us. And yeah, that is an indictment of where we are today, that 8 years ago that was a joke. Today it is a reality at the highest levels of our government. Follow this man right now, Sean M. Dav on Twitter. He's the co-founder of one of our favorite websites, along with Ben Domenech, thefederalist.com. Let's publish. It's one of our most popular articles. Let's publish that piece again, the 14 most reliable sources of information out there, with The Federalist included. Sean, is there any institution, are you seeing, I don't care if it's institutional, any organizational, are you seeing any pushback? We see Gina Carano get canceled by Disney. Okay, it's great that Daily Wire picked her up, but we're talking about orders of magnitude of influence between a Disney and a Daily Wire. Are you seeing any glimmers of hope? Do you think maybe the increase in parents running for school board appointments is a good sign?
Oh, I think it's a great sign. The quicker we can take back control of the institutions that are supposed to represent us, the better. But I mean, look, it's the entire array of institutional power against us on this. You have, you know, Nike and Amazon and the Washington Post and Facebook and Google. You have all of them coming at us. And the thing is, it's not just about boys and girls. People might look at it and say, oh, it's just so silly. Somebody wants to call themselves something, whatever, just let them do it. But here's the thing. If your entire society and all its institutions of power will lie to you about what makes a boy and a girl different, what won't they lie to you about?
Wow.
The answer is nothing. If they will lie about something so fundamental, so essential to nature itself, they will lie to you about literally everything.
That is an incredibly powerful point. And it's analogous to the one that if you really believe that Donald Trump is a Nazi and his voters, his supporters are white supremacists, then why wouldn't you steal an election? Always bringing the broader strategic point. Sean Davis, follow him, Sean M. Dav on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Sean will be with us for one more segment. Do not touch that dial. We are coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Wouldn't you like to be able to say that for yourself? I know you'd like to be able to do that. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Back with The Federalist, Sean Davis, after these messages.
Be a little more specific since you evaded the question. Do you support the government intervening to override the parent's consent to give a child puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and or amputation surgery of breasts and genitalia? You have said that you're willing to accelerate the protocols for street kids. I'm alarmed that poor kids with no parents who are homeless and distraught, you would just go through this and allow that to happen to a minor. I would hope that you would have compassion for Kira Bell, who's a 23-year-old girl who was confused with her identity. At 14, she read on the internet about something about transsexuals. She thought, well, maybe that's what I am. She ended up getting these puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones. She had her breasts amputated. But here's what ultimately she says now. And this is a very insightful decision from someone who made a mistake but was led to believe this was a good thing by the medical community. I made a brash decision as a teenager, as a lot of teenagers do, trying to find confidence and happiness, except now the rest of my life will be negatively affected, she said, adding that the medicalized gender transitioning was a very temporary, superficial fix for a very complex identity issue. What I'm alarmed at is that you're not willing to say absolutely minors shouldn't be making decisions to amputate their breast or to amputate their genitalia. For most of our history, we believe that minors don't have full rights and the parents need to be involved. So I'm alarmed that you won't say with certainty that minors should not have the ability to make the decision to take hormones that will affect them for the rest of their life. Will you make a more firm decision on whether or not minors should be involved in these decisions?
Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field, and if confirmed to the position of Assistant Secretary of Health, I would certainly be pleased to come to your office and talk with you and your staff about the standards of care.
So the answer is no. I'm not prepared to say that it is wrong to hack children apart and change their external formation for some insane, sane political agenda. That is an individual who goes by the name of Rachel Levine, who was born Richard Levine, who is waiting to be confirmed to a position responsible for health inside the government of the Biden administration. Just in case you didn't believe what Sean Davis and ourselves were discussing here on America First. He is the co-founder of The Federalist. Follow him at Sean M. Dav on Twitter. Sean, let's put all of this into... It's so disturbing. I don't want to dwell on it at that level. Let's put it into a broader context and perhaps a positive one. Are you seeing any positive signs that something is happening? Is there a way to connect what happened 5 years ago in America, the MAGA movement, Donald Trump, to what's happening more recently in terms of parents saying it's time to get our kids back to school, the tweets, the Instagram posts of Gina Carano, the support she's enjoyed, and even you wrote a piece about the GameStop story. Is there finally some kind of pushback from the average American against the quote-unquote elite who think that they get to determine reality?
I think there is, and I think actually the most important thing that's happening is how brazen and open the other side has become about its censorship, about its deplatforming, yeah, about its totalitarianism. Because a couple of years ago, you would say things to someone who maybe doesn't follow politics all that much, but you're genuinely conservative, and you'd say, you know what? They're going to have grown men in your daughter's locker room. She's going to have to compete against them. They're going to be there in the showers. And they'd say, no, you're crazy. You're crazy. That'll never happen. And you'd say, you know what? You're going to lose your job because you voted for someone that the establishment didn't like. No, that'll never happen. Everyone is seeing it now, and they're seeing in very stark relief, I think, what the stakes are in this battle. And I think that's why you're seeing so much mobilization, so many people who previously weren't involved in politics, didn't want to have anything to do with it, who are now involved and concerned and getting active at the local level. The best thing we have going for us is that the other side is showing what its true nature really is.
Could it be, I have a sense, and I'm just curious, given the fact that, you know, this is your job to follow these trends, to comment on them, to analyze them. I have a sense, Sean, that it is this truly radical truth denying transgender agenda that could be the flashpoint, that could be the catalytic trigger whereby average Americans, as you say, who don't follow politics, don't see themselves as political, say, no, that's wrong, and you're not doing that to my daughter. Could this be the issue?
I think it absolutely could be, because it's getting to such a fundamental, essential fact about nature. You know, we can argue about tax rates and, you know, how many police should we have on the street, and should we be doing this with China or that with China? There's kind of no middle ground on whether you think boys are different than girls. There's kind of no middle ground on whether you think grown men should be able to compete against young girls, share bathrooms and locker rooms with them in adolescent sports. There's no way to find a zone of agreement there. You got to pick a side. And I think a lot of people are understanding, seeing it happening in their schools and their communities. Yeah, I got to pick a side now. And the side that says boys and girls are the same, and that an 18-year-old man has no sort of physical advantage over a 15-year-old girl in high school sports, I think they're beginning to see what's really at stake in this battle here.
And picking a side, Sean, means that everybody, not just radio show hosts or founders of influential websites, every American who cares has to speak up, correct?
Absolutely. That's actually the best thing that can happen right now. I got an email from the son of Holocaust survivors about a week ago, and he said, here's the thing why totalitarians like to shut down debate and why they want to make people be quiet and only have one state point of view. It's that whenever they get going on that and there's another voice out there, that's the voice people want to hear. So the best thing we can do as Americans is not go in the shadows, not try to avoid any sort of attention. We need to go out there and we need to shout the truth from the mountaintops.
Every single one of you, you millions of listeners out there and viewers, listen to this man. He's right. If we are silent, it gets worse. If we stand up for the truth wherever we are, we can stop the radicals. We can prevent the harm. God bless you, Sean. Keep doing what you do. The article is The GameStop Saga Isn't About Finance. It's part of the ongoing war between elites and populists, and we are posting it now on our Twitter and Facebook pages. Bookmark thefederalist.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the relieffactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. Have you taken your balance of nature today? Balance of nature is how I ensure I stay as healthy as possible. Dr. Howard's incredible formulation, 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, that provide me with 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, the things that are essential for a healthy life that you just may not get around to eating because, you know, they're vegetables. I'm a meatitarian. But I know I'm the healthiest I can be thanks to Balance of Nature. So should you be. You'll get 35% off and free shipping if you use my name. Thanks to Dr. Howard. Go today to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That number again, 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the promo code either way, G-O-R-K-A. Do it today, balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka.
America First. Magnificent.
Sean, so right. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what you do for a living. Your voice matters. Even if it's just supporting Mike Lindell. Somebody who is under attack. A great American. A patriot. Who stood up for this country. Supported the president. Told the truth publicly, and now they want to cancel him. More than 24 corporations, some of the biggest, are boycotting him and his products, refusing to stock MyPillow. They want to crush him. They want to unperson him and destroy his business. Will you let him? Will you let them? Let's support Mike Lindell. Even if you've got one of his amazing MyPillows already, buy another one for a friend, or just for
you or for a gift, support him today. Because Mike's a friend of this show, he'll give you more than 60% off if you use my name. Send a message to the people who want to destroy Mike Lindell. Go to MikePillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. He's got over 100 U.S.-made products. All of them are superb. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Send them a message. Support Mike. Additionally, wherever you are, whatever you are doing, tell the truth. Imagine if every one of us, the millions of us, of you listening, watching this show, just reaffirm that, I'm sorry, science is real. Men are men. It's not negotiable. Women are women. And butchering little children, amputating parts of their bodies because you think it's cool to follow a transgender agenda, it's not wrong. It's evil. If every single one of us, imagine if the 74 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump stood up to them, the butchers, the liars, the people who want to pervert the truth, it would end tomorrow. But only if you're part of it. Will you become part of the solution? Stop the people who have a radical agenda, who want to deny reality and deny the truth? I know you do. Join me. It's okay. You're not alone. There's 74 million of us. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never, ever give up. Never, ever give in. And now more than ever, because they want to provoke us, stay frosty.